election is over. Now, what does it all mean? How are the results going to shift our nation, our state, our lives? WBOB will follow all the developments and bring all the inside stories so you'll know exactly what is happening and how it will affect you. WBOB Talk Radio. The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Got some good driving out there this morning. No delays to encounter. As for the weather, not a bad Saturday, really. Looking for sunny skies, highs of 68. A little bit of rain tonight through about Sunday night. 20% chance of that with partly cloudy skies at night, down to about 55. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a little bit of rain again. High of 76. It's currently 58 right here at AM 600 WBOB.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who have been listening to the show and are returning back, and you've been listening to either one day or 7 years, doesn't matter. Welcome back. I'm so grateful for you. But if you just happen to stumble upon this show, listen up, because I've been waiting for you. This is no accident. You are listening because there's something on this show today that's going to speak to you. Now, for those of you who are new, just know that it is my sole purpose in life to give, receive love and knowledge, and it is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal. And it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening, as well as my viewing friends, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. Now, how many of you have received a diagnosis where you're told that there is no cure, that you will either forever live with medication or you will die soon? Well, if you've heard that or if someone has told you that, you're not alone. Approximately 2.3 million people are affected by the topic that we're talking about today, which is multiple sclerosis. And this is a statistic that I learned that is worldwide. And for many, receiving this diagnosis of multiple sclerosis is a death sentence. But for Terry Walls, MD, Dr. Terry Walls, who I've followed for a long time, this was an opportunity for her for a new obsession, to learn how to heal her body. Dr. Walls will share her journey today, and she will take us from what was considered to be a forever depth of sickness to an integrative, functional approach to health. And as you know, every single medical practitioner that I have on the show is verified. And so, but I always encourage you to verify everyone who's on the show, and you can go to terrywalls.com to learn a little bit more about her. And you can also learn about her with the protocol, her protocols that she's established for multiple sclerosis. But just know that Dr. Terry Walls is an Institute for Functional Medicine certified practitioner, which, by the way, I got to see her receive an incredible award. I was in tears the whole entire time. I'm all choked up now. And she's also a clinical professor of medicine for the University of Iowa, and she conducts clinical trials. She is the author of many books, and you can learn more about her at her website, terrywalls.com. But we're going to give you a different website so that you can download a specific diet for your health. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful that Dr. Terry Walls is here to do just that. Welcome, Dr. Walls, to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Well, share a little bit about your background and what made you want to become a doctor.
Well, you know, actually, I'm a farm kid. I grew up here in Northeast Iowa, small family farm. Love sciences, love the arts. Went off to the university and have a degree in Bachelor of Fine Arts in painting. Mm-hmm. Along the way, I decided that I would not get a master's in studio art after all, and went back and would apply to medical school. Ended up in medicine, And, you know, I must admit at the time, I was very impressed that basic science was way harder for me than most of my colleagues, because I'd spent all that time in the arts. But, you know, it was that love of science and the arts that drew me to medicine. And I will also make the observation that I clearly was thinking about things differently than my colleagues, and more engaged in the patient narrative. However, you know, I was an academic doc, and I was still very skeptical of special diets, supplements, complementary alternative medicine. You know, I just couldn't really understand why the public was spending so much money on these unproven, unscientific remedies.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, and I, you know, at the time, certainly taught my residents that I was training to be likewise intensely skeptical of these complementary alternative approaches to health and wellness.
And of course, your own scare and your life and your diagnosis made you open. Is that what cracked you open?
Well, you know, when I, so in 2000, I started developing weakness in my left leg. I was stumbling, and I would ultimately see one of my friends in rheumatology, did a big workup, and then got sent to neurology, got MRIs of my brain, my spinal cord, spinal tap, blood tests, nerve conduction velocities. This took several weeks. They found lesions in my spinal cord at my neck, which were and reminded me that 13 years earlier I had problems with dim vision in my left eye when I was out roller blading on a hot August day after work, and so on the basis of the 13 year earlier.
And let's hold that thought. We're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Walls when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
About becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Today's teacher is Dr. Terry Walls. You guys are in for a treat. This woman, I have followed her for such a long time. I have seen her growth. I have heard her talks. And I even saw her receive an incredible award by the Institute of Functional Medicine. what she has gone through so that you don't have to go through it, which is the step four in taking 100% responsibility, taking your wisdom and helping others that are going through that journey. Dr. Walls, let's talk about that moment. You're going through all the workup. How do people know if they have multiple sclerosis versus diabetes versus arthritis? How do they know it's multiple sclerosis?
Generally, there's been years of symptoms. They finally get referred to a neurologist who typically does a MRI of this brain, spinal cord. They may do a few blood work and some nerve conduction tests. Putting all of that together, you're looking for lesions in the brain and spinal cord separated by time and location, time and space. Mm-hmm. So in my case, I had the visual symptoms and the leg symptoms. So two different parts of my nervous system separated by 13 years. I met criteria then for relapsing remitting MS. And you do some blood work and a few other tests to make sure there's no other cause. And I knew I wanted to treat my disease aggressively. So I started disease modifying drugs right away. Mm-hmm. And I looked for the best MS center here in the Midwest, which was the Cleveland Clinic. You know, saw their best people, took the newest drugs, and had one relapse involving weakness of my right hand. But I continued to decline for the next basically 7 years. I would be switched to a variety of disease-modifying therapies, including Tysabri. And I was, you know, thrilled to get to take Tysabri, but continued to decline. And as I hit the wheelchair, that's when it was apparent to me that the best therapies were not going, seeing the very best people taking the newest, latest drugs was not stopping my slide towards a bedridden, possibly demented, possibly horrific, refractory, uncontrolled pain. And so that's when I started searching, reading PubMed, reading article after article. And I would begin experimenting using diet, using supplements. I would eventually, you know, in 2007, discover the Institute for Functional Medicine. I took their course on neuroprotection, had a much deeper understanding of everything that I could do. And it was that summer that I really redesigned my whole approach in this very intentional way, specifically to optimize the health of my mitochondria, the health of my brain. And I'd also say, you know, I did all of that knowing that with progressive MS, there is no recovery. You know, I had secondary progressive MS. It was all my neurologists at the Cleveland Clinic, at the University of Iowa, had all said, functions once lost are gone forever. And by that time, I couldn't sit up anymore. 10 minutes was as long as I could sit up. I could walk 10 feet using two walking sticks slowly, exhausted by 10 in the morning. I had severe episodes of trigeminal neuralgia that were increasingly frequent, increasingly difficult to turn off. Yeah, and I was beginning to have brain fog. You know, I was still working. My boss had told me he was going to switch me to the traumatic brain injury clinic. I went to have residents. It was a job that I knew physically I could not do, and I'd be doing that in about 6 months in January. Mm. So, you know, it looked grim. It looked really grim there at the summer of 07.
So what changed for you? Because, well, first, before we talk about what changed for you and that made you more open to a more functional, integrative approach to healing, I've learned just recently that there are different kinds of arthritis, there's different kinds of cognitive decline, there's different kinds of inflammation in the body. Are there different kinds of MS? Because I see some people that have to be on a wheelchair and other people that live like who's that guy? He's a talk show host on television.
Montel Williams,
yeah. Who's been able to live a pretty healthy life, or what it looks like. So what would you like to say about the different kinds of MS?
So relapse remitting, you have an acute relapse, things get worse. Your body does some adaptations and you improve. That's called a remission. That's where 80% of folks are diagnosed, or so things come and go. Mm-hmm. Over time, most of those folks will convert to the secondary progressive form, which is what I had done. And at that point, it's a progressive illness, and the goal is to slow the speed of decline. Some folks will have primary progressive where there's no relapse, there's just a steady decline. I'd really had maybe three relapses in the whole time. Most of my illness was in this progressive decline phase. Mm. And because you can have lesions anywhere in your body, that is anywhere in your brain, in your spinal cord, the manifestations are very different. You may have a lot of sensory problems. You may have difficulty with speech, with swallowing. You may have difficulty with arms, legs, balance. Everyone looks different based on the locations of their lesions.
And that's why it would cause some people to become paralyzed and other people that would not, right?
Correct, correct.
Okay. So with that in mind, the Lillian McDermott Radio Show focuses on a mind-body-spirit approach to health. It's not just, which most people just want to heal the body. They just want to take a pill or they just want to do whatever to heal the body. But the emotional and the spiritual work that goes along with healing is often neglected. What can you share a little bit about your journey as you got started learning about functional medicine?
Well, you know, so as I'm declining and, you know, I have to keep reimagining my life. Mm-hmm. I have two kids, very young at the time of diagnosis, 8 and 5. They're watching me get more and more disabled. So I am thinking about how am I going to parent, how am I going to teach them how to be successful adults emotionally and financially. Mm-hmm. And one of the things is, okay, I can model resilience. I can model that you go to work, you keep doing the best you can, no matter how difficult life becomes. Mm-hmm. And that they would have chores. They would have to have real responsibility of things they would have to do to help our household run. And I remember my kids being really upset that they had to do the laundry, mm-hmm. you know, at this really tender age of 9. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, you're right. It is so unfair that you have to do the laundry, because they were mad that none of their friends knew anything about laundry soap or dryers. And I'm empathizing. Yep, that's so not fair. But, you know, it's also not fair that I have MS, that I can't do that anymore, and that it's getting harder to go to work. But I'm going to get up and go to work every day no matter what, because that's my job. That's what I need to do for this family. Mm-hmm. And your job that you need to do for this family is do the laundry. So you're right. Life's not fair to you. It's not fair to me. But so what? You have a job to do. I have a job to do. And my youngster, you know, stomped her foot, screamed at me for a little bit, and said, "You know, I think you are glad you have MS. So you can lecture me."
Oh, now, what did you do now, next?
Now my youngster's horrified that I tell that story. I go, "You know, it really is an age-appropriate kid-focused response." Mm-hmm. But what is remarkable is between every event in our life and however challenging it is how we choose to respond to it. It's not the event that crushes our spirit. It's how we choose to respond. Are we going to go forward and make a choice that defines our character in a positive way, in a powerful way, in a way that chooses my destiny, or in a way that gives up and gives control to everyone else? And so this was not easy. I kept having to reimagine my life, reimagine my role as a parent, and focus on the thing that was most important was being able to teach my children how to be successful emotionally and financially, which meant I had to model resilience. Great. I had to model that, yep, life's not fair, but so what? You have to go on and do the best you can.
So as you are taking this attitude of, you know what, I'm going to do whatever it takes, because now you're not only just taking care of yourself, but you're taking care because of your children. You want to be there. At what point do you start making the shift? Because you can have an attitude of, you know, I can do this, but to have the wisdom to look beyond what conventional medicine was telling you.
So, you know, I've taken the newest drugs. Things are clearly going downhill. It's like, well, I got to do everything. Well, the one thing I can do is go to the library, start using PubMed.gov, start searching. At first, I look for the drug trials. Then I have a big aha, like, well, shit, I got to look for things I can access. Mm-hmm. So I would eventually start looking for supplements, and I would design a supplement cocktail, because I developed this theory that mitochondria were the driver of brain atrophy, spinal cord atrophy, and disability in most neurodegeneration, including mm-hmm. progressive MS. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I thought that before this is really being talked about much in the MS literature. Mm-hmm. It seems the rest of the world has caught up to that. Yes. I did figure out that supplements for the mitochondria helped my fatigue. They didn't lead to recovery, but they slowed the speed of my decline. Mm-hmm. And I also, my Cleveland Clinic doctors mentioned the work of Lauren Cordaine. And so after 20 years of being a vegetarian, this is when I was still walking around, suggested I investigate Lauren Cordaine's work, and I adopted the paleo diet. A lot of prayer, a lot of meditation went back to that decision to eating meat. I gave up grains, legumes, dairy, so it was a huge change of my diet. But I continued to decline, but I stayed with it because I was doing something. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I started on the supplements. That was clearly helping my fatigue, which energized me more to read the science and start looking at, okay, what else could I do? Now, and then ultimately that would lead to discovering this interesting organization, the Institute for Functional Medicine.
Yes.
And they had that course on neuroprotection, which I took, by the way, in the midst of my brain fog. So that there was a lot of hard work there. Mm-hmm. And I had a bigger list of supplements. And then in the summer of 07, I had this really big aha, which was, you know, what if I redesign my paleo diet in a very structured way to maximize what I was getting in the supplements? Mm. Yeah, and so what that did was I now was focusing not on just what to remove from my diet, but what to stress. Mm-hmm. That led to this dramatic reversal in terms of energy, mental clarity. Then, you know, so I made that change at the very end of December. And in January, I go off to the traumatic brain injury clinic. And like, to my surprise, I could do that job. Wow. And at the and I was like, wow, this is really interesting. And then in the end of February, so 2 months into this, I began walking around the hospital with a cane. Mm. And in 6 months, I actually get on my bike and I bike around the block.
Wow.
You know, I'm crying, my wife's crying, my kids are crying. We're all like, I can't quite believe what's happening. And it was at that moment that I realized the understanding that conventional neurology has about progressive MS is wrong.
Yes.
And who knows what the real root cause is, and who knows how much recovery is possible.
And that is so powerful. And for those of you who want to learn Dr. Terry Walls protocol, you can go to terrywalls.com/diet and download that. And we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Walls when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
This is Dennis Prager. Join me weekdays at noon right here on WBOB.
Tune in to AM 600 every Saturday morning for the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, sponsored by Frontline Insurance. Find out where those fish are, what they're biting, and how to get them in the boat. Get the latest fishing info on tides, weather, and new products, and much more from the Sultan of the St. John's, Captain Vic Tyson. Start your weekend right. Tune in to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, Saturday mornings from 6 till 8, right here on AM 600 WBOB. Listen online or get the podcast at WBOB.com.
Hi, folks. This is Martin Parlato, and I host the Lighthouse Retirement Hour right here in Jacksonville, WBOB, AM 600 and FM 101.1. Parts 1 and 2 Saturdays at noon and again Sunday morning starting at 9 a.m. Look, the annuity guys and the senior this or the senior that are out in force, and they're trying to separate you from your money. We don't sell index annuities, and we don't sell fear. Head over to the website, lighthouseretirement.com. Click the blue button to make an appointment with me, and then I can help you.
This is Michael Savage telling you the way it is and why it is. Weekday afternoons at 3
on WBOB, The Answer.
Hi, it's Mark Levin. Weeknights at 6
on WBOB, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. intelligence officials now believe that Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi was ordered killed by the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. That's according to an official familiar with the intelligence conclusion. He was killed October 2nd at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The top Saudi diplomat denies the Crown Prince's involvement. President Trump heading to Northern California to see firsthand the grief and devastation from the deadliest U.S. wildfire in 100 years. 71 people are confirmed dead now, and confusion remains over how many people are unaccounted for. The sheriff said more than 1,000 people are now on the missing list. President Trump has again blamed the fires on poor forest management in California. The president says he's answered written questions from Special Counsel Robert Mueller very easily. He says the questions may have been tricked up to try and catch him in some kind of lie. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. While we've earned the reputation as North Florida and South Georgia's preeminent official Rolex jeweler, it's important to point out that at Underwoods we carry other watches too. We start with Seiko, the most reliable and serviceable watch made for under $500. Next we have Tavan, the Swiss-made ladies and men's and dress and sport watches starting at $450. We also carry the Swiss watch Raymond Weil in ladies, men's, and men's sport watches, and they start at $600. If it's a ladies' diamond fashion watch, you need to look at Michelle. They start at $525. Another name we carry is Tudor, inspired by Rolex with the same founder and owner. And their sport watches and chronographs are the rage in Swiss timekeeping. And they're priced from $2,000 to $5,000. So if you're interested in watches, we have what you want at Underwoods. And all of our watches carry a 5-year warranty. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Mark your calendars Friday, November the 30th. That's the Friday after Thanksgiving weekend. Join us for our second year anniversary of the morning show here at WBOB. I am your host, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, all of us. It's going to be packed. It's going to be huge. Hundreds of people will attend, but I got to get you on the list. Email me, ed@wbob.com. A free party. Come on by or go to eventbrite.com. Type in the keywords Ed Dean or WBOB. Our second year anniversary, Friday from 6 to 9 here at the Salem Center.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
And there's a crash at 295 North over there at the James Point Bridge, blocking the right lane, and also a disabled vehicle at 95 South. That's at the ramp to Edgewood. Nice looking Saturday for sunny skies, high 68, partly cloudy tonight through about Sunday night, and partly sunny on Sunday. A little bit of rain, 20% chance. Hi, tomorrow, 76. Currently 61, AM 600, WBOB.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where you can hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I'm your host, Lillian McDermott, and it is my philosophy in life that the person in front of you knows more than you. Go through life with this childlike wonder. Find out what it is. Be curious about what they know instead of critical. And then, little by little, we learn the lessons that we need to take along the way. WhenYouNeedAFriend.com was created for you when you need a friend. Not everybody has a good friend to turn to that will turn you the direction that you need. Not just tell you what you want to hear, but help you discover your yellow brick road, your journey back to health, whatever that looks like to you. And so I want to encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com. Please become a subscriber while you're there. Check out all the little buttons. Follow me on social media. Follow me on YouTube also. Just make sure, because you know the conversation that we're having off the air, you're not hearing it while you're driving. You're not hearing it on the air or the podcast. So subscribe to both whenyouneedafriend.com and YouTube, because the show will be sent to you and you can learn a lot of more that other than what's being said on the air. Also, while you're at whenyouneedafriend.com, I want to ask you to please check out my sponsors. Without my sponsors, the show would not happen. And so please figure out how you can support my sponsors the way they are supporting the show. Now, today, we are truly blessed and honored to have Dr. Terry Walls. And I am, you know, she is so busy and she does so much that to have her on the show, I mean, this is just amazing. So I just want to make sure that you get every single morsel on and off the air. Also, she is giving away a couple of things. If you become a subscriber at terrywalls.com, then you will get more information about her protocol, but you could also go to terrywalls.com/diet, and it gives you an idea of how to follow her protocol. So there's different things that you can do. So terrywalls.com is where you get to know her website, but if you actually do /diet, you'll be able to get like a bullet item, a one pager of her protocol. Dr. Walls, thank you so much for being on the show today. I am so grateful to you and all the work that you are doing.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Okay, so we're talking about multiple sclerosis, but when it comes to getting a diagnosis that you're told that you will forever be, you know, gloom and doom, always on this medication, decline, 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 you said you don't need to buy that. You can actually do research. You did the research for yourself, and you've been able. How long have you been symptom-free, Dr. Walls?
You know, as long as I stay in my protocol, I continue to get stronger, plenty of energy, no pain. If I am fed gluten, dairy, or eggs, I'll get a flare of pain, that horrific electrical pain. So I'm very, very particular about the food that I eat, who I'm going to let cook for me. And if I'm at all uneasy, I just choose to fast. And because I do periodic fasting, going 2 or 3 days without food is not a big deal. So if I'm uneasy about the food, I just order tea, and that's much safer for me. But I have done extraordinarily well in the 10 years, and I've been without any disease-modifying treatments since the March of 2008.
That's amazing, amazing.
After 7 years of steady decline, despite taking the newest drugs, including Tysabri.
And that's basically what I've seen, people that have been given this MS diagnosis, but it doesn't have to be MS. It could be anything, any diagnosis that is debilitating. Now, on the Lillian McDermott radio show, we've heard over and over, I've had doctors like Dr. Lee Cowden. I've had, I'm not just going to go through the names, but they've come on the show and said, you know, before you do all the physical and all that, there is an emotional component to a disease. Were you able to address that within your research? Did you ever discover that there was something that maybe was causing the root cause of your disease, or did you feel that yours was all medical and failure of the body?
You know, I think all of us have to really pay attention to our resilience factors. And that has to do with your self-talk, your social connectedness, your meaning in life, your purpose. Do you have a commitment to a religious faith? All of those things greatly add to our resilience. Basic science will tell you that all those factors will influence your level of cellular inflammation, and that loneliness is profoundly injurious to our health. And so in my clinical trials and in my clinical practice, we are seeing the impacts of these issues. Our stress response, our social connectedness, our resilience, and our loneliness factors are incredibly important. So yes, I think being mindful of that, and then, you know, in my book and in my seminar, we spend more and more time talking about those factors, because my practice and my research is telling me how important it is to deal with those things.
Very good. Okay, so we know that the gut is very important. You just finished saying that whenever you have gluten, dairy, and eggs, that that affects you in a way that does everybody who have MS, are these triggers for them too, or does everybody have their own triggers?
Oh, I think people have their own triggers that's unique to them. It can be challenging to figure out what are your individual triggers. I have everyone remove those three foods first, and then they could reintroduce them after 100 days. And then I discuss how to make the determination. Do you have to investigate further with additional eliminations or food testing? And I'd say about 20% of folks would benefit from either additional eliminations or food testing to further zero in. But that does mean 80% have remarkable recovery just by doing gluten, dairy, and eggs.
Isn't that amazing? So you were saying off the air, it's the food, it's the food. You kept looking at the food and you don't focus so much on the supplements, because the food has all what we need to heal our body. And so,
well, you know, we have to be very, very thoughtful about our supplements. Most of our nutrients have a large U-shaped curve, so that if we are too low in a nutrient, we become symptomatic. If we're too high in that nutrient, we become symptomatic. And so when you're low, you start supplementing, you feel great, but eventually you become toxic and you may not appreciate that the supplement is giving you problems. Mm. That's why supplement use ends up being, you have to be very thoughtful.
Keep monitoring it, right?
You want to have somebody help you monitor when you've taken enough and you can stop that.
Okay. So back again with the gut health. If, for those of you who watch the YouTube video of this, there is poop, like little poop figures on Dr. Wall's windowsill. Let's talk about the importance of our microbiome and eliminating the waste in our body. And there we go.
Okay.
You guys have to watch the YouTube video. That's all I'm going to say. Okay, go ahead.
I love poop. Poop, you know, when I was a intern, we made so much fun of our elderly patients who were so fixated on their bowels. We kept saying, I knew if I could just have a good bowel movement, I would feel so much better. Well, it turns out they were completely correct. Yes. That we are a superorganism. We're dependent on our microbiome to help us run the chemistry of life. And to make the small metabolites, small molecules that we get into our bloodstream and ultimately into our CSF and brain, influence our immune cell balance, influencing our neurotransmitters, influence our mood, our behavior, our immune function in our brain and systemically. Mm. And so that means the drivers of who's living in our microbiome, and here's my poop again, really depends on what we eat. Our previous antibiotic exposures and a lifetime of environmental exposures, physical activity levels, stress, sleep, all of that. But the biggest driver is what are you eating? And so more fiber, more non-starchy vegetables, dump the sugar, dump the processed foods, that will go a long way. And if you've had a lot of antibiotic exposures, and it, you know, antibiotics can be life-saving, then we have to think about what we could do to help you repopulate your microbiome. And it comes down to eating vegetables, lots more vegetables.
Mm-hmm. You know, you talk about the ketogenic and paleo and all these people, different people that choose. But the bottom line that we need to focus on, whether depending on what little they have of the animal products or whatever, it's the vegetables and the importance of the vegetables, what I'm hearing you say as well.
Yeah, you know, we have to get rid of the white flours, the high glycemic index foods, the fructose. You know, agave is 100% fructose. It's really terrible for us. All these yummy, yummy desserts that are so yummy and delicious, they are just so tempting, but they're not what our microbiome needs. Our microbiome needs fiber. They need to be protected from those foods. And so there are strategies for being a ketogenic eater. There are, you know, and people talk about the Inuit who eat mostly meat and fat.
And we're going to continue our conversation when we return with Dr. Walls at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o. Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 150 million people. That's all.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Today, it's a treat. And for those of you, if you've never listened to any or watched any of my YouTube, lots of powerful information. I wish we could take everything she's saying and repeat it for you, but you're going to have to go to whenyouneedafriend.com, become a subscriber on my YouTube channel. It'll be sent right to you as a free gift every time. Okay, Dr. Walls, thank you so much for all the important information you've been sharing on and off the air. So let's talk about toxic overload. We've learned the last time I was at the Institute of Functional Medicine conference that you received your wonderful award. They talked a lot about toxic overload. Would you like to share how that has to do with multiple sclerosis?
Sure. And this probably has to do with certainly many of our chronic autoimmune conditions, whether it's MS, rheumatoid arthritis, inflammatory bowel disease, psoriasis, that mercury, lead, arsenic rev up the inflammation, rev up the oxidative stress. And some of the big sources of where we're getting the mercury and lead has to do with coal-powered and coal burning. The lead, mercury, arsenic can be industrial contaminants into the air and into the water. There are higher rates of developmental problems and challenges for behaviors and expenses related to autism and learning issues for our children, according to the release of mercury county by county.
Are you talking about vaccinations, or are you talking about environmental?
I'm talking about environmental.
Okay.
Entirely separate from the vaccination question.
Okay.
So, and when I look at the current government that is decreasing the regulations, allowing for increased dumping or tolerance of mercury, lead, arsenic into the air, into the water, that will have long-term health consequences. And then you have glyphosate. I'm in Iowa, so we are surrounded with glyphosate. Glyphosate, or Roundup, is in our water, in the rainwater that's coming down. And glyphosate is a very, very potent antibiotic. It's changing the microbiome of the soil. And plants depend on the microbiome in order to absorb minerals through the root hairs into the plant. And so that decreases the mineral content of the food, which in turn will have a big impact on the mineral content for the individuals. Some of the questions people think about is, okay, so how can I ramp up my ability to get rid of these toxins? Sweating more, and then of course, pooping more is really helpful.
Yes.
You can eat more cabbage family vegetables, which is why I emphasize that in my dietary plans. You can eat more onion family vegetables. That will help. You could eat more deeply colored vegetables and berries. That will help. So I've organized my food plan in a very specific way for the brain, for the mitochondria, and to boost your body's ability to eliminate and process these toxins.
Very good. Very good. So the three P's, peeing, pooping, and perspiration, right? Those are things.
Absolutely.
That get peeing, pooping, and the three P's. Okay. So that's important. And when it comes to the Roundup and glyphosate, are there any other ways? I mean, we've heard of chelation. We've heard of different modalities to eliminate toxins in the body, getting rid of amalgams. Is there anything else that you would suggest we can do?
Something we don't talk nearly enough about are there toxic relationships?
That's a good
one. So are the people around you supporting making health-promoting decisions about how you eat and conduct your life, or are the people around you who are sabotaging your health-promoting decisions, encouraging you to eat foods that you are likely sensitive to, that will likely rev up your inflammation? And so you may benefit from taking a very thoughtful look at who should I spend more time with because they nurture my healing journey, and who should I restructure my time away from a food exposure so I can still see this person that may be family, may be important to me, but I don't want them to set me up to make a bad food choice.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
That, of course, is a very big conversation to have with yourself when you start realizing, I love my brother, but I just can't go somewhere and have a meal with him because it's too difficult for me.
Yeah.
So we'll have to go have tea instead.
Yes.
Or we'll go to the park.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville. 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk radio.
remove the person from your life, but think about in what context can you spend time that is still helpful to you.
And basically what you are referring to is balance, balancing and really taking a good look inwards and how I can see, like, many times as a life coach, many times people want to control everybody else, but it's so much easier and less time consuming if I just have to worry about one person and that's me, right?
And yet that's the only one you control.
The only one.
You know, and your kids, you don't even control your kids. I mean, they'll make their own decisions. You know, my wife's going to make her own decisions. I control my decisions.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Anything else? What are some of the healing foods? We know some of the foods to eliminate completely to start with 80% success, but what are some of the things we can add that we may not be doing right now?
So a lot of folks don't have nearly enough greens in their diet. Mm-hmm. Greens are a great source of carotenoids and vitamin K. And there's more and more research coming out that the vitamin K, which gets metabolized to vitamin K2 by the bacteria and then converted to vitamin K2, MK4 by your liver, that goes to your brain and is involved in making myelin. It's also in your brain and speaks to your brain stem cells and the cells that make myelin. So and in your eyeballs, it helps make retina. So having cooked greens every day is one of the most useful foods you can have for repairing your brain, avoiding macular degeneration, avoiding cataracts, maintaining eye health.
Wow.
It'll also help you make sure that you can get your calcium into your teeth and your bones. So you have healthy teeth and healthy, strong bones. I've already mentioned the cabbage, onions. I'm a big fan of mushrooms. Now you have to be careful that they're culinary mushrooms, and medicinal mushrooms. You don't want poisonous ones because those will obviously be bad for you. But mushrooms can stimulate the immune cells in helpful ways and can stimulate nerve growth production.
Yeah.
We need plenty of omega-3, omega-6 fats and a nice ratio. So if you can afford grass-fed meat and wild fish, that would be ideal. A limited amount of nuts and seeds I think are fine. If you're going to use any oils, I prefer it be olive oil, cold. If you're going to cook with heat, then it should be a saturated fat like ghee, duck fat, chicken fat, lard, bacon fat. Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty good. It's pretty good. And for those of you who would like to learn more, you can go to terrywahls.com. That's WAHLS. That's H as in Henry, LS. And if you do /diet, you will get a condensed version, a one-page protocol. And then also if you become a subscriber at terrywahls.com, you will get a glossary that will help you with some of these functional terms that you can become your own medical detective and your own expert. Dr. Walls, you are an amazing woman. And I am, again, so grateful that you've been on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. This is truly a highlight for me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And to you, my listening friend, once you learn the truth, you cannot unlearn it. You got to see what resonates in you and take your health back. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't do it, because just say, if Terry Walls can do it, so can I. Please remember, I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever. Good job.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.